Are you ready? It's time for On the Double with the Double S Express. Great sports talk and big time guests with Sean Wally and Sean Boyd on the Double with the Double S Express.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Doll. Oh, good Lord, she had them long tail legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition here of On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally with Sean Boyd. And Sean, it's going to be a fast and furious show.
Fast and furious is the word, especially for you, Sean Wally, down in Las Vegas. Man, the city of lost wages, the city of hopes and dreams. And man, how come I don't hear any slot machines or people doubling down or any chips in the background? What's going on?
Man, come on. Now I can't be doing the show from the casino. Let's go now.
Sure you can. Sure you can. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to do the show from your favorite slot? I heard that you did pretty good, by the way. I mean, if you win $2 to me over what you put in, then you're doing good. But you, I heard, were doing phenomenal, man. Why wouldn't you do the show from the slots or from some casino so we can hear live action and bells and whistles and people being excited?
You know, the show might sound better because you'd hear the bells and whistles and not me.
No. Man, so you're very busy down there in Las Vegas with the Global Basketball League. And it just ended, man. And so it's your second time around, second year. How are things down there this year?
Man, you know, lots of great basketball, lots of games, over 20 games in the last 6 days. Just an amazing run and a lot of great talent out there. And that's what it's all about, guys, trying to showcase that talent and make it to the next level.
Well, you know, I'm very excited about today's show because, of course, we're going to be talking about a lot of players. We're going to be talking to coaches and players alike from the Global Basketball League. And just to let our listeners know about the Global Basketball League, it is a league designed to, you know, for collegiate or former collegiate players or anybody who aspires to play professional basketball to play overseas. Now, there's some great things that are going on down there in Vegas outside of the Global Basketball League. Of course, you have the NBA Summer League that's going on right now. And Sean Wally, there's even more than that. There's high school basketball. There's the Bigfoot Classic that's going on down in Las Vegas, along with the Adidas 48. So, man, if you want some great basketball, whether it's high school, collegiate, or professional, you needed to be down in Vegas for the past week and definitely this weekend because you would have gotten your fill.
Almost the mecca of basketball, at least for last week and this week currently and forthcoming. And, you know, it's a shame, Sean. I don't know if you heard, but I'm going to miss former big-time guest Leo Clark, cousin of yours. He's coming to Vegas on Wednesday. We're going to miss each other by a day.
Man, now what is Leo coming down to Vegas for? I can only imagine that you know, it could be one of two things. It could be basketball, but I'm leaning more towards maybe, if it's business, boxing. Or is it neither?
As far as I know, it's to attend the NBA Summer League and maybe get some new YouTube videos up on his YouTube channel.
Oh, man, you know, Cousin Leo, if you're listening, I know I gave myself a 50-50 chance. I lean towards boxing. But it's NBA basketball. Either way, man, getting to Vegas, man, that is some awesome stuff. Did you get a chance to lay by the pool and maybe have a margarita or two?
You know, I didn't make it to the pool at the D Hotel where we stayed for Global Basketball because the pool is about the size of a penny. I can't believe they even consider it a pool for Las Vegas. And I just attempted to go to the pool here at the Link where I'm staying tonight, and for some reason they shut down at 6 p.m. So I only had a few minutes down there and took a few pictures, and you know, it's really nice down there, but unfortunately there wasn't much time.
So you're telling me that in Vegas, and what hotel is this? This is the Link?
Correct. I'm at the Link.
And so this is like one of the bigger hotels on the Strip?
It's on the Strip across from Treasure Island, right near Caesar's Palace, and next door to Harrah's.
And the pool closed at 6.
Doesn't make any sense at all. especially in summer. 105 degrees outside. Oh, sorry, we close in 10 minutes. What?
Wow. That's amazing. So, yeah. Who would have thought? Only in Vegas could they pull something off like that. I mean, yeah, wow, who knew that they would close the pools at, well, at least at the Link, they're closing the pool at 6. So that's very odd. So, Sean, there's also some other things going on outside of basketball in Las Vegas. Of course, we're going to delve into that or dive into that, if you will, since some other pools are closed at 6. But there's also another sport going on right now, the Midsummer Classic, which is the All-Star Game that is going on right now. Well, actually, not the actual All-Star Game, but the Home Run Derby, which is always fun and exciting. The Home Run Derby is something to where, you know, all fans alike can be excited about, you know, the upcoming game. And then, of course, the players get to show how much strength and power that they have in this Home Run Derby. And Jock Peterson right now is going up against Pujols, and you know Pujols is flexing his muscle right now trying to catch up. Peterson has 1,200 home runs, Pujols has 10 in the semifinals. And so Jock Peterson from the LA Dodgers, who's you know really surprised a lot of people with his power over the past couple of years, has a chance to win this Home Run Derby.
So how did your former favorite son from the Oakland A's turned Toronto Blue Jay, Josh Donaldson, do?
You know, Josh is still in it. And, you know, if you know me, you know me. I am piggybacking the fact that he is a recently removed Oakland A's. And he's, you know, he's doing did a pretty good job. I can't say that, you know, he batted well in the Home Run Derby, but he did okay. You know, unfortunately, you know, you've got Jock Peterson and Albert Pujols that are faring a little bit better. So Todd Frazier of the Cincinnati Reds wound up actually beating Josh Donaldson 10 home runs to 9 in the quarters. And so, you know, it is what it is. You know, you don't have an Oakland A winning the Home Run Derby for the first time in like 3 years. So, you know, it's kind of the sign of the times in Oakland.
Yeah, we don't even want to get into the mess that is the Mariners because Mr. Manager Lloyd McClendon finally reached a breaking point and went off on his team after the 10-3 loss yesterday and talked about how it's unacceptable, worst game of the season, changes are in order, things are going to be different after the break, yada, yada. We'll see if it's all just him venting or if something's really going to be done.
Well, you know, some of it could be theatrics, but you know, a lot of it, or some of it could be true as well. I mean, what is he supposed to do? If they're playing under par, this is a team that we had talked about, you know, as far as the preseason was concerned, is this was one of the best teams. I mean, power ranking-wise, I think they were as high as number 2 or maybe number 1 even in the majors. And so they're, meaning the Mariners, are playing way below expectations. So you would expect Lloyd McClendon to put on a little bit of theater, show some concern, and say, hey, I'm doing my part as far as trying to shake things up. And let's hope that the Seattle Mariners do better, you know, going into this second half. They did an excellent job last year as far as closing out the season, especially against my Oakland A's, who had a comfortable lead going in. I mean, they were the best team in baseball for most of the first half. And then the LA Angels closed the gap and, you know, then wound up winning the AL West. And then the Oakland A's had to go in as a wild card, but the Seattle Mariners closed real fast. So let's hope that the Mariners can have a repeat, but this time, you know, make it to the playoffs.
And Sean, before we forget, we must mention one more time, Serena Williams does it again.
Oh, man. So the Serena Slam is what we're calling it. Of course, she did an excellent job at Wimbledon. And, you know, really, Wimbledon is probably her biggest, one of her biggest pet peeves or boogaboos, if you will. You know, she's always expected to win it. But then at, for some reason, she comes on and winds up losing to some, you know, unseeded person. But, you know, Serena's doing a heck of a job, and she has a chance coming up at the U.S. Open to, you know, have, you know, to be a Grand Slam winner and having winning all four in one season, in one year. And so, you know, hats off to her because she is playing some tremendous tennis right now.
And the guy you watched win the U.S. Open has done it again, Jordan Spieth, winning the John Deere Classic over this past weekend. He is the second player, the other one, Tiger Woods, in the last handful of years to win four tournaments before the British Open.
You know, this last tournament, the John Deere Classic that Jordan just won, you know, nothing short of brilliant because, you know, he was, his first round was okay, but then he, all of a sudden he caught fire and I believe he shot a 61 on Friday, which put him in the hunt. And, you know, he was in striking distance. I didn't think that he was going to be able to do it. There were a lot of leaders that were, you know, pretty comparable. I mean, you know, Jordan won it at minus 20. Tom Gillis was minus 20 as well as they went into that playoff. And then you had Zach Johnson at minus 19, Danny Lee, who came on strong, Chris Stroud. All of these guys were at minus 19, minus 18. And there was, and I just didn't think that Jordan was going to do it. And then he pulls these tremendous, tremendous shots. I mean, I believe yesterday there was, I believe it was hole 16 or 17 to where he got an eagle to put himself one shot, within one shot. And then, of course, he forced the playoff going into 18. But Jordan Spieth is playing some excellent golf right now. And even in the fourth round, I mean, okay, so first round he shot a 71. I stand correct. The second round, 64. Third round, he shot the 61. And then the final round, 68. It wasn't the best round that he shot, but he wound up getting the job done, earning $850,000, Sean Wally. And he's getting ready to go into the Open again as the top player because I don't think there's anybody that can touch him right now.
He is definitely on his game. And somebody else that is on their game, a different sport this hour devoted to global basketball. Let's go out to holysmokenuts.com phone line to welcome in Ricky Cleveland George, a coach for Global Basketball Summer League. Ricky, what's going on, buddy?
How fellas doing this evening?
Great, Ricky. You know, every time we have you on the show, of course, you're doing some tremendous things, some great things. And you coach the champions of the Section B is what I'm hearing, man. So all you do is win. I mean, congratulations, man, on a great week.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I have to take my hats off to the group of fellas of the guys that came into the camp, and they put in a great effort, man. They really put aside, you know, individual accolades and just sacrificed to play as a team and show guys, not only me as a coach, but other coaches that was in the building as well, you know, what they're capable of. And the biggest thing was showing versatility.
Now, Ricky, of course, this isn't your first time at Global Basketball. And so kind of give me an idea on, you know, what differences there were this year than there was last year. Was there a dramatic improvement, or are you seeing that progression that should be shown in Global Basketball?
Oh, of course. You know, every year is a learning year. You know, you think about things that, you know, we did prior to the year before, and we were like, hey, you know, at the end of the event, we was like, hey, maybe we can come back and do this better. Come back this year, we're, you know, still on top of our game, and things are progressing, and we're still like, there's a lot of work to be done. So each year by year, we want to continue to develop as one of the best summer camps that is outside the NBA.
Ricky, what is your favorite part about the Global Basketball Summer League?
Oh, man, just having that introduction and letting guys know who we are, why we're here, why we care, and pretty much, you know, just give the guys an opportunity to really show what they got, because a lot of these guys are very well unknown, so it gives them a chance and it gives them a plateau to come in and say, hey, you know, I'm such and such, and everybody knows your name when you walk out of the building. So it really gives them guys that opportunity and chance.
Now, Ricky, for those that don't know, you're pretty much a straightforward, no-nonsense guy, and you're going to tell it like it is. Now, some guys that's going to work well with, and some that might rub the wrong way. How do you decide when to lay that on the line and let these guys know, hey, you know, you're down 20, you need to get in line and do things properly in the way I'm saying, instead of trying to play your own game and do things your way?
It works well by me being a very straightforward guy. You know,
I think we might have lost Ricky there. Hopefully we can get him back momentarily. But Sean Wally, you'd mentioned a great point as far as, you know, the structure of the league and what it takes to actually, you know, get things going. And, of course, I believe Ricky was just getting ready to explain. But, Sean, again, the Global Basketball League and that structure, you know, for you, what was the progression like going from last year to this year?
Well, we've got Ricky back with us here. So, Ricky, go ahead and continue what you were talking about, how you pick and choose your spots with your team and when to get them in line and have them do what you want, which worked really, really well because, in the end, you and your team were champions.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it works well because, again, I want to give guys, you know, an opportunity to show, hey, this is what I'm capable of. But at the same token, when you go to play in the markets of Europe, you know, you're in a real structure. So you really have to be a team player. And it really showed, again, their character of being team players, because in Europe, honestly, in the top leagues, if you average 18 to 20 points, you really are a star because your shots are limited. Your shot selection have to be very, very smart.
Ricky Cleveland George joining us here on The Double. And, of course, a fantastic week down at Global Basketball Summer League in Las Vegas. Of course, Ricky, you had the chance to develop some strong relationships over the as far as your coaching is concerned. Back in Kosovo, the Super League there, kind of give us an idea of the difference between the Global Summer League and what you're doing in Kosovo.
Oh, it's a big difference, you know. Going into a culture, you know, going into foreign players at that inside of their culture, I mean, you have to really, really have to gel with them. You have to be versatile. You just have to. If not, you know, things don't go well, things don't go right, and you won't survive, you won't last. So luckily for me, you know, I came in with an open situation. You know, I related to the guys, you know. Not only, you know, were they my players, but, you know, they were like family to me. So when you go into them type of careers, you have to keep in mind everybody, you have to treat them like family, but honor them to react to you and be abrasive.
Now, Ricky, of course, you are young still and upcoming. So what's next? What's on the horizon for you as far as coaching is concerned, or what are some of the endeavors you're looking to accomplish?
Oh, yeah, definitely being a young guy, you know, and everybody, and that's what a lot of people are looking at. You know, I just turned 33 last late May on the 28th. So a lot of people are really looking at how young I am. And the first thing they say to me, hey, you can still be playing if you wanted to. But for me, I knew, you know, when it was all over, I knew what I wanted to do. So why not, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, why not go into it without having to wait on it? You know, it was there. It was set up perfect. So for me right now is to continue to grow, not only as a coach, but also as a person. Them two go really hand-in-hand. So in order to progress in this basketball game as a coach, you have to continue to grow as a person as well. So for me, it's always just trying to make sure I'm in the right situation, where I can continue to make that progress.
Ricky, real quick, because I'm not sure off the top of my head, was guard Lee Bailey, was he on your team, or if not, did you get a look at him at all during the week?
Which what player was that again?
Lee Bailey played at Chaminade.
Oh, from Chaminade. He was pretty cool. I mean, I'm definitely looking at a couple of the guys out of there. You know, a couple of them guys already have contract offers. So for me, with my situation up in the air, if I'm going to accept another gig or not, you know, I have to see what type of budget I'm really going to be working with for us this season. But, you know, again, them guys came here, they did a great job. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they get the best contracts that's out there for them.
Now, Ricky, I've got one more question for you, and I just want to know, what was it like flying like Superman on the Zoom line at Slotzilla on Fremont Street?
Oh, what an awesome experience. You guys have no idea.
Man.
That was the best thing yet, and I'm going again tonight. So, again, Sean, you want to go, you're going. But you really don't have a choice. You're going to go.
Yes. Hey, Ricky, make sure that he gets out there because, you know, well, sign your medical waiver first, Sean. But, yeah, make sure he definitely gets out there. I want to see some cool pics of that. You guys out there on the zip line. That sounds fun.
Oh, man, it was super fun. And we tried to go late last. We tried to go last night. But the wait was so long that, you know, we were just like, it's not even worth it. So hopefully tonight we can go sign up and get right on because the time I went before, you know, I didn't have to wait nothing but an hour. But last night was just, like, unbelievable too long to wait. So, and other people had things to do. So, but, yeah, he's getting on. He's definitely getting on.
Hey, if there's one thing I can do, it's fly like Superman. No issues. I've even got the Superman tank on as we speak. So let's go.
I'm loving it, man. I am loving it. So, yeah, when you
Ricky
guys
Cleveland, George, thank you so much for your time. Great seeing you again here this week. And definitely keep us updated on your progress and what you're going to do in the coming months. And we'd love to have you back on when you have, a definite answer on whether you're going to be coaching here in the U.S. or Canada or somewhere else abroad.
Yeah, most definitely. I would definitely keep you guys informed, man. The pleasure's mine. Thank you guys for having us on.
Hey, just make sure when you guys are doing that zip line and you're talking about Superman, give me the Superman pose like Soldier Boy, man. That would be awesome if I could see
you. Oh,
that.
Gosh. Oh,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for being on, Ricky.
All right, y'all guys have a good night, and I'll see you in the future.
All right, Ricky, we'll see you soon. Ricky Cleveland George, live here from Las Vegas, Nevada, winning coach for the Global Basketball Summer League Session B. And we're going to go right back out to the holysmokenuts.com phone lines and welcome in Kevin Gibbs, another victorious coach for the Global Basketball Summer League. He was coaching the championship team for Session A in the first half of the week. Kevin, thanks for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, congratulations, Coach, on coaching the championship at the Global Basketball Summer League.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, of course, Coach, what we've been talking about is the progression of global basketball. And, of course, it's competing against, you know, the NBA Summer League. And, you know, you might have a couple of coaches from the Summer League. I believe, Sean Wally, you said that Daryl Armstrong came over and coached and then sprinted back over to Dallas. Is that what happened?
Back over to coach the Dallas Summer League team. He was there on Saturday, yes, coaching a team at the Global Basketball Summer League.
So, Kevin, tell us about that. Tell us about the experience that you have year to year and what a joy it is to be coaching in global basketball.
Actually, this is my first year coaching there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a blast. Honestly, I had a blast. Global basketball, I think that's probably the number one showcase in the summer league for guys that's trying to, you know, get overseas and launch their career as a professional. But, you know, as me getting this coaching experience and coaching the pros, it was a real good experience. I mean, I was going against a lot of top-level guys, and, you know, it was good. It was good. It gave me a lot of confidence.
Now, of course, Kevin, this is your first year coaching, as you had mentioned, and you have a great organization, a nonprofit academic athletic program in Shooting for Greatness, the Shooting for Greatness Academy. So tell us what that academy entails and how did that prepare you for global basketball?
Well, Shooting for Greatness Academy is located in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're a prep academy, and we have a very, very successful program where we help young men on and off the court. We're responsible for getting over 40 guys into college in the last 4 years. And, you know, we're continually growing. We play against all the top programs in the country. And we do a lot more than just basketball at our program. We prepare our young men for life and to get ready to go out in the world and be successful. We offer SAT, ACT prep. We also have volunteer work, Habitat for Humanity, and we do a lot of things in the community to help the community.
Kevin Gibbs joining us, coach at the Global Basketball Summer League and also at Shooting for Greatness Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Kevin, what did you learn this week here in Las Vegas with the players that are trying to play professionally? Some of them have and some trying to get that first contract. What did you learn that you can take back to Shooting for Greatness and help those youngsters that have that dream and that aspiration?
Well, I learned a couple things as far as, you know, for my guys and the prep guys. I mean, there's a lot of bright spots when you're trying to be a professional basketball player, but there's also a lot of dark spots. You know, as far as the bright spot, you know, those that, you know, I realized that, you know, a lot of guys just come out here and they really don't understand what it takes to be a professional. And, you know, a lot of it's a lot different than what you played in college. And you know, what I could take back to my guys is to tell them that, you know, there's a lot of guys out here. There's a lot of competition out here. You know, we global basketball was a lot of competition, but, you know, only the strong survive. And, you know, you gotta find your way. You gotta have an identity when you're a basketball player. So, you know, there's a lot of talent out there, but, you know, the coaches and scouts was looking for specific things, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that didn't really fit that need, but there's a lot of guys that did, but you have to be able to separate yourself. You got to find your role.
Now, Kevin, you yourself played college basketball, and now you're in the coaching role. What were your thoughts on the level of talent at the Global Basketball Summer League?
I was very, very, very impressed with the talent at Global Basketball, man. It kind of blew me away. I believe that, you know, it was a lot of talent. I think some guys, we'll see some guys on some NBA teams soon.
Kevin Gibbs joining us here on the Double with the Double S Express. And, you know, Kevin, I want to go back to S4G is what you call it. And, you know, some of the great things that you guys are doing and the individuals that you have helped. I mean, if you might allow me to do this, I mean, David McNair signed to Pfeiffer University, and, you know, you've helped a couple other players and Jabari Hines is at UMass, and Mike Adams at UNC Greensboro, and, you know, a bunch of players. You've helped young ladies as well, and Raina Wakama. And then NFL, Doug Hoge, who's a 2011 Detroit Lions pick as well. So there are some tremendous things that you're a part of in S4G that has to go noticed, because, you know, it's not every day that we have great people such as yourself that are doing well for, you know, for youth in the community.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we try hard just, you know, when we started our program, which is just to help individuals, and we try to stick to that model and stick to that philosophy. And, you know, even though, you know, we got some players that's in big schools, we also got those that are in, you know, lower level schools, and they're doing great also. You know, the key thing is just to prepare them for life, and, you know, whatever they do from there, as long as they're doing great things. And Shooting for Greatness is is more than just a basketball academy. It's shooting for greatness is a model. Anything that you do in life, we want you to shoot for greatness, whether, you know, you being a reporter, whether you being in the media, whether you being a basketball player, in the classroom, you know, just being a person. Shooting for greatness is a lifestyle.
And for those of our listeners who want to know, excuse me, a little bit more about Shoot for Greatness, you can go to shootforgreatness.com. And you can go on the website and you can learn all about S4G, as Kevin was talking about, as far as academics, athletics, prep academies, training services, sponsors, and team greatness that you were just talking about. These things are the types of things that we need to help our youth in the community. And again, I praise you for those things and your great works. Now, what's on the horizon for Kevin Gibbs? What's the next step in your journey to success?
We got a new crop of kids that's coming in for the prep, and you know that right there is our main focus. We're looking to, you know, get more kids into college, and you know, I'm looking to help more people in college. As far as myself, you know, also I'm looking to get into the fitness industry, and also to, you know, speak. I do some classes with our guys also, where I speak about a lot of things that go on in the world, and just bring a lot of attention towards a lot of things. That's besides sports, because, you know, I believe that sports is very good because it breaks down a lot of barriers that's in this world, and it allows a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life to come together and, you know, spread different awarenesses about different issues, you know, whether you got people coming from different countries, different states, different cities. So, you know, besides just, you know, basketball, I'm looking just to motivate and inspire a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life to, you know, be free and to be great in whatever that they do. So, you know, that's on the horizon for me, myself.
Kevin Gibbs, championship coach at the Global Basketball Summer League International Review. Thank you so much for your time, your insight, and it was great getting to meet you this past week, and we look forward to future endeavors and hopefully seeing you back here next year for Global Basketball Summer League 2016.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. And, you know, I'm going to spread the word, man. It's a good show that y'all doing. It's a good thing that y'all doing. And, you know, everybody that's tuning in, keep tuning in. And, you know, thank you guys.
No, thank you, Kevin.
And then if you guys want to learn a little bit more about Shooting for Greatness, you can go to the website, and also you could contact us by phone at 919-926-9710. That's 919-926-9710, and you can go to www.shootforgreat.com. That's shoot4great.com.
Kevin Gibbs, shootforgreat.com. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll definitely have you on in the future. Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Man, that was awesome. Excuse me, having Kevin Gibbs on shootforgreat.com as he is talking. And, you know, that's what this show is all about, is having, you know, a chance to talk about some of the great things that you do, even though this is a sports show. You know, Kevin reiterated that it's more than just sports. It's about life, and really appreciate him being a guest on the show. We're going to take a quick break and allow me to clear my throat. But when we
clear my throat.
But when we return, we're going to have more guests from the Global Basketball League. So an exciting time, an exciting week down in Las Vegas. So keep it locked in. You're listening to the best sports talk on the Double with the Double S Express.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a drummer. This is awesome.
What's my image?
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours.
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services. Platinum service without the platinum price.
Let's get back to great sports talk with big-time guests on The Double with the Double S Express.
Back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd, and we're going back to Las Vegas. Our third guest from Sin City. Let's go out to Las Vegas and the HolySmokeNuts.com phone lines and welcome in Kadeem Jai, who played in the Global Basketball Summer League. Kadeem, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, Kadeem, let's get right into it, man. I we had two coaches on prior. The past two guests and Ricky Cleveland George and Kevin Gibbs. And now You are first player here talking about global basketball this year. What were you looking to accomplish here? And did you accomplish any of the goals that you set out to achieve?
I accomplished the goals I set out to achieve. I could have achieved more, but in terms of, playing well and, making my team win and just, playing the right way and having fun. I definitely accomplished those goals. And I really liked the environment. They set up the perfect, showcase with scouts and agents there. It was really good.
Now, Kadeem, you are basically the prototypical type of basketball player that NBA teams are looking for. And, of course, globally around the world, 6 foot, 699 pounds, played at St. John's. And I mean, man, not only can you're a very good field goal and 3-point shooter. Give me an idea on what, playing for global basketball was, and of course playing in Madison Square Garden in New York City as your home floor.
Man, with global basketball, that was just a great opportunity. Like I said, to me, when I first got there, I was just really thankful that they had, seminars and they had guys who talked to us about how it is playing overseas and, just broke it down to us what things we should expect. And with Madison Square Garden, I mean, wow, I can remember the first time I, played there. It was against Arizona in a 2K Sports tournament. And it really took me, to another, another place because it was my first time experiencing it and it was just something else. But playing at the Garden is just, unbelievable. But since it was our home court, sometimes I would take it for granted because we'd always play there. So it's unbelievable. I appreciate the history that's there, and being a native New Yorker, you know, it's something I always wanted to do.
Now, Kadeem, you played for Steve Lavin at St. John's. What was that like learning from a great coach?
Oh, man, it was great. He was a great motivator. I met a lot of connections through him, and it was just fun being around him. He's a great guy. You know, I have a lot of love for my coach, yep.
Now, Kadeem, who in your life helped get you to this point? Who propelled you to St. John's, whether it be basketball coaches, mentors, parents, who helped you get to the point you're at right now in life?
I'm going to start off with my mother. You know, she's always encouraged me to follow my dream. And with her, you know, support, I really, it really propelled me to go far. And then meeting at St. John's, I met a good friend named Chuck, and he's really mentored me to get into basketball. And he showed me a lot in terms of getting better and just meeting the right people and, you know, just doing the right things.
Now, Kadeem, of course, being a native New Yorker, I'm sure that there were some times growing up that you were on the blacktop and there was a lot of competition. I mean, when we think of New York and we think of, you know, growing up and trying to make it out, we think of, you know, the big tournaments like the Rutgers. You know, what was it like actually? What was it like growing up in New York? And, you know, was it a competition? Was it competitive every single day to try to make it out?
Man, it was really competitive every single day. I would always play on the courts, all across the courts in Queens. I played at the Rucker. It was competitive. And even my high school, Christ the King, was a really competitive high school. And just growing up in New York City, and then when you travel to other places, you realize that New York City just has something special with basketball. And that's something I later realized in life as I started to travel more.
Now, as you embark on a new career here, meaning you're getting ready to sign, whether it's international or if you continue to play well enough, there's probably a good chance that you can be picked up from, you know, possibly an NBA team or an NBDL. What are one of the key things that you're going to take that's going to propel you to the next level?
The key things I'm going to have to take is the two aspects that got me far is just listening and working hard. I mean, you know, they sound cliche and, you know, everybody says it, but those two basic things, you know, could propel you really far with just listening and working hard.
Might have lost Sean there. Sean, you there?
I'm here, Sean.
Okay.
Wow, we have him. Go ahead,
Sean.
Yeah.
Kadeem, you have spent the last week at the Global Basketball Summer League. What are your biggest takeaways that you were able to learn from this week and hopefully might help you in the future?
The biggest takeaways I've gotten from the Global Basketball is the networking I've done. Just meeting the right people and the players that I've met, I'm going to take that away. Like just a lot of players with the same situation I'm in, and our desire, you know, to be seen, and as well as, you know, just the experience of all of us, you know, congregating in that area and having a similar dream. That's one thing I'll take away, just the camaraderie of the same dream all the players have there.
Now, how tough was it coming into this week, not knowing who your teammates were, and being able to try to gel and become an actual team when you only had one, maybe 2 hours of practice before game started?
Man, that was a difficult aspect of it. I was a bit nervous, but when they threw the ball up, you know, all the jitters and, you know, butterflies went away. And I got used to them pretty well. I got used to the teammates pretty well because, you know, we spent some time off the court with each other. And some of the guys are from New York, so I kind of knew some of them. And just, you know, once you play basketball with somebody for 5 minutes, you kind of get a hang of and the gist of how they play. And so after that, we were good. And, you know, I got into a comfort zone and it made me play pretty good.
Now, Kadeem, I got one question for you, man. And I want you just to take a deep breath and relax. And, you know, of course, you're there playing in the Global Basketball Summer League, but you're in Vegas. Now, did you get a chance to enjoy yourself at all. I mean, get out there on the strip. Obviously, where Sean Wally is staying, there's some things going on where the pool is being closed. I want to know, did you enjoy yourself this week?
I did enjoy myself, but it was all basketball. I mean, I think I might have visited a museum. There was a mob museum near where we stayed, but when I look back, it was just really just all basketball because I just wanted to achieve the success, and I knew it was going to take a good amount of focus, so I didn't stay out, didn't gamble, and, you know, just went to bed early. Just every morning, every night, we're just thinking about the game.
Kadeem Dye, all business at the Global Basketball Summer League in Las Vegas. One more question for you. You're a New York guy. You've played in the street courts. You know, we talked during the week, and you know, my day job with the Harlem Globetrotters, you know about. One of our referees claims to be an infamous basketball player from the streets of New York. Have you ever heard of the Terminator, Ron Mathias?
I've heard of that name, but
okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not too familiar. I heard of the name, though.
Okay, well, that's all I was curious about because I've heard the stories, and now you're a New York guy that can tell me whether or not that's true, and you're saying, hey, you know, if you've heard about him, then hey,
yeah,
it must be legend for sure.
Yeah, man, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, of course. Now, Kadeem, leave it to Sean Wally to put one of his coworkers on the spot to see if he's legit. And thank you for proving that he is legit, man. Because
he's legit.
I can only imagine what Sean would do to him going back and, you know, putting him on the spot like that. Way to go, Sean.
Man.
Hey, no. Hey, a guy nicknamed Terminator, I'm not messing with him. Come on.
Nah. We see what we can do in the movies.
That's good stuff.
Kadeem Jai, thank you so much for your time. It was great getting to meet you this week in Las Vegas. Best of luck in the future, and definitely keep us abreast of what you are doing moving forward, and we'll have you back on the show. You know, if you sign somewhere or have some big news, we'll definitely get you back on and talk some basketball.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
There goes Kadeem Jai playing and scored 25 points yesterday in the Global Basketball Summer League. Got a good game, and hopefully he'll get signed somewhere internationally and played at St. John's for Steve Lavin.
Man, 25 points. I mean, whether that's in any league, I mean, if you can put up 25 points, that's a great game. And so, you know, as I'd mentioned before, you know, the kid's 6'6" and 200 pounds. You know, he's a dream for any scout looking for, you know, that size basketball player. So, yeah, we do. I wish him the best of luck, and I know he's going to be successful.
And there is out there on YouTube, and I have shared it on Facebook, YouTube, the Global Basketball TV channel. There is an I got to interview Kadeem, so there's a little – just under a minute interview there with Kadeem. So, yeah, he's a great guy, and hopefully somebody will sign him, and he's a good player as well.
Well, Sean, we're going to keep this train rolling, man, but before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more global basketball, a fantastic week down in Las Vegas. You know what to do. Keep it locked in on the double. Double S Express.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Guys, are you having trouble getting to sleep? Would you like to know the secret to getting a great night's sleep every night? Bruce Vini discovered this secret, a new, all-natural sleep aid for men. Listen to what he says about it.
Hey, you know, I tried a product recently called Love to Sleep. It was a great product, helped me a lot. It took 3 or 4 days for it to start working in my system, and I fell asleep very quickly and got up rested. And if I got up during the middle of the night, I ended up coming back to bed and fell right back to sleep. I would recommend it to all my friends.
If you, too, would love to get a good night's sleep every night and wake up feeling great in the morning, try Love to Sleep. the new sleep aid for men. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. And because Love to Sleep is all natural, it's completely safe, with no side effects or risk of dependency. Go to lovetosleep.com. That's lovetosleep.com.
Let's get back to great sports talk with big-time guests on The Double with the Double S Express.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Normally just two guests per show. Tonight we're going double that, four guests. Let's go back out to the holysmokenuts.com phone lines and welcome in Gideon DeLu, broadcast extraordinaire for the Global Basketball Summer League this week. And, man, Gideon, I'm a little, man, I don't know how to feel about this because you're the first guest not currently in Vegas on the show tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I took the car and drove back to L.A., so... I'm sad about it too. I wish I was in Vegas.
Well, Egidio, as you know, it's been action packed on this show. Global basketball through and through, from top to bottom. We've got a couple of coaches on here. Just had Kadeem Jai, one of the players, and now we have sports reporter / color analyst in yourself, doing some great things with Sean Wally behind the scenes. Man, what was it like getting a chance to work with Mr. Wally doing play-by-play in color?
It was a fun experience. Sean's a very talented guy, and so everyone else there for Global Basketball, all the media people, everybody behind the scenes. Walt was the guy that was in charge of all of us, and he did a terrific job with the production. And it was a lot of work. It was 24 games in a short amount of time in 6 days. And we really didn't have a lot of times in between these games. We had usually 20 minutes at best. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a great experience. It was like one of our, Cottrell told one of our other reporters, said, it's broadcasting boot camp, and it was just that. It was an intense experience, but a fun experience.
Well, you got to like that, of course, when you're hanging with Sean Wally and Cottrell Macklin. I mean, there's never a dull moment.
Oh yeah, definitely. We had some good times after work as well, for sure.
Well, we'll probably have to talk about some of that stuff off the air. But
yeah, exactly. But
now all of the things that you've done as far as TV host and sports reporter and color commentator, where does Global Basketball rank in there?
It's up top, man. I swear. I was really surprised at the talent that came out for Global Basketball. When I looked at the videos that were up there before I got there this year, what I was expecting was maybe, you know, D2 guys, D3 guys, smaller colleges, community college, junior college guys to show up to these type of events. But there were some big names there. Some guys off the top, Lavelle Cook, who played last year in London, has pro experience. Jamal Smith, who went to New Mexico University. He was the MVP actually in the season, in the first session, for the Desert Storm team that won it all in the championship game. So there were a lot of D1 guys, and so the talent was there, and then we just had to make them look good. And it was, like I said earlier, it was a great experience, and it's definitely a top of my resume.
Gideon DeLu joining us here on the Double with the Double S Express. Gideon, what is your take on everybody being able to come together, not really knowing each other, and being able to put on this great event, this great basketball summer league, and the production for everybody to see on the internet?
Yeah, and Sean, I said it the other day before we went out, kind of joking around, that hey, we asked these players all week long, how is it gonna feel for you guys to be thrown there last minute and try to click as a team and try to win ball games. And so on our side, the media side, is kind of the same thing. We were thrown in there. We just met each other on Monday morning. And then on Tuesday, we had a production. We had a game. And it was a little rough in the beginning. You know, some of the equipment went out and stuff like that, little things. But I think we clicked. We had definitely had the talent. Everybody was talented. Everybody had a good resume that did take part in the Global Basketball media side, for sure. So I think we we stepped up when we needed to and put some great performances. And, you know, you guys can check everything out on YouTube at the Global Basketball channel and keep up with social media, and you can see for yourselves. Like I said, in the beginning, it was a little rough, but towards the end, we put some great, great pieces out there.
Gideon, what do you hope to gain from this knowledge and experience of working in the Global Basketball Summer League?
I just hope that they keep growing in my career, in my broadcasting career. I have about a month off right now, and then I start with football in August, covering out here in California some LA teams, high school teams. But just the experience of being under pressure, you know, we had sometimes, like I said, my first game, Sean, I don't think you know this, but the first game that I called, I was doing play-by-play with Chase. He was the Chase Senior was the color guy. And as soon as the game started, within a few minutes, we lost the video. So if you actually watch that game, it starts, I think, halfway through the second quarter. So that was a little of a challenge right off the bat. And we just kind of rolled with it and actually ended up being a great game and went to overtime. And then the production value actually from the start of the middle of the second quarter towards the end, it actually came up pretty nice.
Egidio DeLue, play-by-play color analyst for Global Basketball this past week, the Summer League here on the Double with the Double S Express. And now, Egidio, you had mentioned that you're getting ready to prepare for the football season. What other sports do you call games for?
Play-by-play and color, I do basketball, football, and then baseball, a little bit of baseball. We don't cover too much out here just because the level of teams that are in my stations, at least the areas we cover, aren't up to par. And then I've also covered, we do little pieces of a show called Quick Hits, where we cover girls softball, soccer, guys soccer, and water polo, a few other sports like that. But mainly football, basketball, and baseball are the top three that I work with out here.
Now, Gideon, out of those sports that you work, which one would you consider your strong point?
Football, definitely football. I love football. I played football all the way to my senior year in high school, and then I got hurt. I had a back injury. So I thought broadcasting would be the next best thing. I love football. I love the game of football. I can't wait till August and training camp and preseason and all that. I love it.
Now, Gideo, you're in the LA area, and you've done some stuff out in Redondo, the Redondo Beach area as well. Of course, being in LA and loving football, there have been some talks that have been going on for about NFL for quite some time. Now, there are some lowly teams that are looking to make their way back into Los Angeles, one being just south of you in San Diego, and the other in Northern California in the Oakland Raiders. If you had the chance to pick one of the two teams, which team would you want first in Los Angeles?
Well, I actually have a buddy that's a huge Chargers fan, and he just tells me flat out he would hate for the San Diego Chargers to be in L.A., and he actually lives in L.A. He wants them to stay in San Diego. I think I'm a Detroit Lions fan because I grew up in Detroit, so I'm a Lions fan all the way. But what I heard out here, though, the talk out here in L.A. is they would like to see one of the older teams, so either the Rams or the Raiders. Nobody really wants the Chargers to come up from San Diego and make that two-hour drive up here. they want one of the classic teams or just start brand new and just start with a fresh slate out here and just start a brand new team.
Well, that's some good stuff, man. You know, of course, as you're saying, one of the pioneer teams, of course, either in the Rams or the Raiders. But, yeah, I think an expansion would probably be the best way to go. Now, what are the talks, Gideo, as far as the stadium is concerned? Are there real talks? I know there was talks in Carson, and then there was a talk, I believe, in Hollywood Park for a stadium to be built. Is that just talk, or are the shovels in the ground? What are we accomplishing down here in L.A.?
The Carson one is legit as far as what I've heard. That one's the front runner as of right now, I believe. There's one also, Farmers Field, that they're looking to build by downtown area. And that's the owner of the Rams has that in Inglewood, I believe. I think that's in Inglewood, California. And he has that property. That's when he bought that property. And then the talk started, oh, that the Rams might move here since he owns that land. But the Carson one is a strong suit. But I think realistically, it will end up being the Chargers that move, just because there's rumors on the internet, and I've seen actual couple of articles and pictures of the Chargers designing the stadium and making it look state of the art, and they really want it to be the LA Chargers. And I think if I had to take a guess right now, I would say Carson and the San Diego Chargers will be the newest LA football team out here. Unfortunately for the LA Kiss, they're not getting any love, but because there is an arena football team out here, but no one seems to really care about that one.
Gideon DeLeu dropping his knowledge on what may be happening with the NFL in Los Angeles. Gideon, getting back to this week here in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. What is your biggest takeaway? What did you learn that can help you moving forward in your broadcasting career?
Just to prepare, how to prepare for games at short notice and how to prepare at last minute. I remember going on air some of those games, and the rosters weren't, you know, up to date, and we had guys missing on the rosters that were last minute replacements, or they just flew in or something like that. So just having that pressure on you and having things go wrong at the last minute and bouncing back, learning how to bounce back from them and coming out with a great performance, I think that's what I'm going to take from this past weekend.
And now moving forward, you're with El Segundo TV and also City TV there in north of Los Angeles. Do you have plans to take all this game film and footage that we...
Oh, I think we lost Sean just a little bit of Gideon. I believe what Sean was getting ready to ask is all that footage, everything that you've accomplished over the years as far as TV hosts and play-by-play and color, what do you plan to do with that moving forward?
I like to put out a reel of all my work every couple of months, and you can, on my YouTube channel, I get it to you, you can check all that out. My goal is in this, I started kind of as a joke in junior year of high school, doing broadcasting and doing play-by-play for my high school team then. I didn't think the teacher was going to let me. I kind of just was bugging her to do it, and she actually agreed, and then from then on it was history. But I'm a huge sports fan, so to eventually be able to do this as a full-time career and pursue this as a passion and be a play-by-play guy or a sideline reporter or an analyst for ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS, one of those stations, I think that would be a dream come true, and that's my end goal right now.
Well, man, that is a great goal to have, Gideon, and of course that's something that we all aspire to, and you know, we appreciate you for definitely being a guest here on The Double. And I believe we have Sean back on right now. Sean, you on?
Yes, sir. I am here. It's been a great week, man. Pleasure getting to know you, and you're doing a great job, and you've got a good thing going with what you're doing with football and everything, and that's around the corner, and you did a great job this week. So keep it up, man.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. It was great to meet you, and I look forward to talking with you very soon, and I appreciate both of you guys having me on the show. It's been real fun.
Hey, best of luck to you, Gideon.
Thank you. You too, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gideon DeLeu joining us from the Los Angeles area, covering the broadcasting end of the Global Basketball Summer League. We've had two coaches on, we had a player on, and now another media member like myself for the Global Basketball Summer League. So, man, action-packed show, lots and lots of Las Vegas Global Basketball Summer League talk, Sean.
Man, it is so action-packed and so hot with sports that it is causing you to fall offline a couple of times, man. But but we stay the course nonetheless, man. You're down there in Vegas, and you're having fun, and of course, we got to poke a little fun at you.
105-degree heat.
Be glad that it's only 105. There's been some times that I've been in Vegas around this time of the year, and it's been 120, and that is around the clock. I, for whatever reason, in Vegas, it just the temperature doesn't go down. You know, you walk out of the out into the parking garage, and it's the same at 6 in the morning as it is at 2 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon. So 105, that seems pretty good in Vegas.
Once the sun goes down, because it's the desert, temperature cools off quite quickly. So it's nice once, you know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock rolls around, and it's comfortable. That's probably, 95 degrees?
Yeah, you know what I wonder is how these high schools and colleges that are out there, how do they practice, like for football and track and, you know, soccer, all the outdoor sports? How do they practice? Because it's hot around the clock, man. I mean, you know what? Do you practice 3 in the morning? No. I mean, it's still hot. So what do? Do they practice indoors? It's just amazing. But, you know, people flock to Vegas, and it is a great spot. And I'm sure it's a great place to educate yourself.
But see, it's like our past guests, Chet Buchanan and Harrison Wood, have said, when you live here in Vegas, you avoid the Strip. You avoid downtown for the most part.
Exactly.
No, that's not normal life. That's the tourist trap, the tourist attraction. You go there when family comes to visit, friends come to visit. Hey, let's go have dinner at the buffet, play a few games, and maybe see a show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I was just kind of poking fun at that. But, you know, Vegas is actually the best place to raise a family. It's actually the best place for education, K through 12. And the reason for that is all the money that comes off of the Strip or comes from tourists that come into town to go to the Strip, it goes into their education. It goes into their cities. And if you've had the chance to drive outside of the Strip and actually in the city of Las Vegas, you'll see that everything is top notch. You know, they have real nice neighborhoods, very nice schools, a lot of money put into it. And the natives really don't like that Strip. Like you're saying, they stay away from it. But, you know, at the same time, it is what it is. There are millions of people that come through there daily on the Strip. And so it helps for what the city needs.
Well, I've got 14 hours left in the 702. Las Vegas, before I fly back to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, man, of course, we all know you as being the traveler, a.k.a. Globetrotter. And so this is nothing new to you. You're just going to come back to the 206-253 and stretch your legs a little bit, and then you're probably off to another endeavor, man.
Well, not before a couple weeks off. So I'm actually going to return to my house later this week and make sure it's still standing and see if I can actually call it home. I've only been there, one, maybe 2 weeks this entire year. So that's crazy to think about.
And did you see yourself not frequenting your own house about a year and a half ago? Did you see this coming?
Heck no, who would?
but knowing that, knowing what you know now, would you change anything as far as what you're experiencing with the Globetrotters and getting the chance to travel and, of course, going down to global basketball?
One thing, Sean Boyd.
What's that?
I would have had you in Las Vegas this past week.
Man, you know what? I would have loved to have been in Vegas. That would have been some awesome stuff. And, you know, as I was talking to you earlier today, man, I got some things to take care of here, you know, sewing up some loose ends and, you know, trying to get some stuff, you know, going. And so, you know, I would have loved to have been there, but it is what it is. And I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. I'm just going to live vicariously through you a little bit. And then, of course, we'll get the chance to do something like this again down in Vegas next year. So, man, great show.
You know, Sean, maybe the top reason I wanted you in Vegas was so you could fly like Superman on the Zoom line at the Slotzilla zip line, just like Ricky Cleveland George.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I'm going to leave that to you and Rick. and you guys can have a lot of fun, man. And again, I'll look forward to seeing the pictures. But as you're saying,
three city blocks, you can fly like Superman and go under the light show at Fremont Street.
Three city blocks too long for me, man.
Man, I can't get you to fly like Superman on a zip line. I can't get you to whitewater rat.
Hey,
what you
could
you could
get me to zip line before you could get me to whitewater raft any day. There's no way in the world that that's going to happen. So yeah, we're not ever. So we had a great show today, man. Of course, we had a plethora of guests. Thanks to Mr. Sean Wally down in Las Vegas. The Global Basketball Summer League. Of course, guest number one, Ricky Cleveland George, Sean Wally's zip line buddy. and of course, Ricky Cleveland getting a chance to be in the championship game and do some great things. And of course, he does the same thing over in the Kosovo Super League in Kosovo. Guest number two, we had Kevin Gibbs from Shooting for Greatness, and that's S4GGreat.com. If you wanted to go and take a look at what's going on with Shooting for Greatness, and of course, academically, and preparing all people for life, all the youth, preparing them for life. If you wanted to actually give a call to Kevin Gibbs, you can call at area code 919-926-9710. Again, that's 919-926-9710. Guest number three, Kadeem Jai. Kadeem Jai from the NYC, St. John's extraordinaire, and of course, a player in the Global Basketball League doing some great things, and we wish him nothing but the best in his future. And of course, last but not least, Egidio DeLu, one of Sean Wally's new buddies down there in the city of Los Angeles and the Global Basketball League. And Egidio DeLu is a TV host, sports reporter, and color analyst. Done some things with City TV, just to name one of the things that he has done. Sean Wally, did I cover everything?
Nice job.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to do what I can do when I can do it, man. Some awesome stuff, man. And so what a great show, Sean. I mean, you know, we've gone over a little bit. Don doesn't seem to mind because, of course, we are the best in sports talk. Man, Sean Wally, you're going to be heading back up to the Pacific Northwest where the water, where the weather is still great, by the way. And so, you know, and the water, because we don't have any in Northern California, I can tell you that.
Well, they're looking for rain in the PNW as well, so they're not too far behind you.
Well, you know, we're when they said that El Nino might come through here this winter, I mean, confetti and ticker tape is definitely around for that, and we look forward to those great things and that wet stuff coming out of the sky here in Northern California.
Well, Sean, I've got 14 hours left in Las Vegas. So I'm going to get out of here and go have some fun, hook up with some of my broadcasting aficionados from the Global Basketball Summer League, and also possibly one player that I interviewed, and it is up on YouTube, Trayvon Little. Check it out. Sean Wally, yeah. I'm out.
Hey, man. Well, hey, guess what? Have some fun. Why don't you? Hey, everybody I talk to there is all about business. Get on the zip line. Do what you need to do. And again, man, when you get into the casino – play the Texas T slot for me. I know it wasn't good for you the last time, but it's got to pay dividends, man. Trust me. You can't go wrong with the Texas T slot.
I've already gone wrong once.
Well, it's been a great show, man, of course. And, you know, we try to bring the best in sports. And, you know, I messed up our little slogan last week, so we're going to get it right this week, man. So, you know, you're not in the game until you take a shot, and when you take a shot, we hope it hits nothing but the bottom of the net. It's been a DSX LLC production for Sean Wally down in Vegas, Sean Boyd in Northern California, Don Newsom, the engineer you've been listening to on the Double with the Double S Express. We'll see you next week.
Everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. Join us next Monday for some more great sports talk and big-time guests. On the Double with the Double S Express.